The ANEC chairman, let me say, is trying to be clever by half. The reason being that the mere fact that the voter did not choose this 240 polling units should never have precluded the commission from sending voters there. However, it was very clear that the 240 polling units will not have voters because of insecurity. If he has left it at that, that look, because of safety and security of our personnel, of our materials and of the electorate, we will not deploy voters to these 240 polling units. I will understand. But it should never have put the blame on the voter.
Do you think this will have any significant impact on the conduct of the election itself?
This is quite insignificant. 240 polling units out of the 176,846 polling units is less than 0.00001. And we still have 176,606 polling units where men and materials as well as voters will be casting their votes. So invariably, I think the commission was just hearing on the side of caution not to deploy, because even as we speak today, the major concern many Nigerians have is those areas where you have high level of insecurity, banditry, mass abductions, will it be wise to deploy to those places? The answer is no.
In another development, the Department of State Services questioned an APC chieftain, Fani Kayode, a former aviation minister, over some allegations he made against former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. How are Nigerians reacting to this latest development?
Atiku Abubakar himself has asked the DSS to invite Fani Kayode for questioning. And they have done so. From what I read latest this afternoon, they have extended an invitation to him to come and substantiate that claim that there is a coup in the offing. The Chief of Defense Staff, the Chief of Army Staff, all have come out to say nothing of such is afloat. And I'm not sure anyone in his right senses, military or civilian, will want to test the will of the people by staging a coup at this point. But you know politicians for whom they are. They fly kites and they say many unsubstantiated things. And I'm not sure if you read the text of the meeting that ANEC chairman is having with political parties this morning, from which he made that statement of 240 polling units not going to have any voter. The response of the Inter-Party Advisory Council chairman at that meeting was that election should hold as scheduled and that should not be postponed. So on what basis would the military want to take over?